Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
A couple of months ago, we met one patient of Christopher Nixon optometrist, Christine Feeney, who had been going through a lot of problems with her eye. Let me take you back in time a couple of months and let Christine tell you what the problem was.
And when I look at my eye, I can see that my eyelid is turning inwards, my bottom eyelid is turning inwards, so that my eyelashes are actually going on to my eye. Now it's almost permanent. I would say it is permanent.
What will it mean to you to not have to deal with this problem anymore?
Oh, it'll be very nice. Yeah. Be very comfortable, actually.
And now fast forward, back to now. Christine has had this problem solved. With the help of Christopher Nixon optometrist and the referral teams that they work with, Christine no longer has an inward-turning eyelid. I went back to talk to Chris and Christine about the surgery she'd been through.
So Christine presented with a history of her right eye becoming increasingly watery and feeling uncomfortable. And we found out that her lower lid was turning in on itself. So the lashes that usually face out were facing in and scratching the front surface of the eye.
That doesn't sound comfortable, does it?
Very uncomfortable, yeah. Chris's first suggestion a couple of years ago was perhaps you just need to wear a butterfly plastoon. I thought, well, I'm going to look lovely like that.
So pin your eye down.
Yeah, pin my eye down. And that was increasingly what I was, not doing that, but I was constantly doing this to pull it down. And then I had drops, drops from you, didn't I? Yeah. And then I found a sort of lubricating ointment and I would literally stick my eyelashes down with this.
Just a little bit of grit in your eye is so irritating.
Or even an eyelash, you know, so this was constant. So
I think initially the problem was intermittent, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
It would come and go.
Yeah.
But then when it became a persistent problem for Christine, we decided to get Professor Chang involved, who's as we discovered last time on the show, is a very experienced oculoplastic surgeon, and he specialises with this very delicate area around the eye, the lids, and here's proof of how good he is.
Professor Bernie Chang, yes, Christopher Nixon is absolutely right. He is an expert in his field. And when we met him a couple of months ago, this is what he said about Christine's condition.
It occurs for a number of reasons, really. The main reason is that as we, for want of a better word, get older, everything tends to loosen up. So the tissue around our body gets more lax and our eyelid becomes loose. And essentially that can result in two problems, really. One is that the lid can roll inwards, but the other is that the lid can also go outwards, what we call an ectropion. But obviously in this case here, the lid is rolling in.
So you have been for the treatment then, Christine. Just can you describe what happens in the treatment and what's the outcome?
Yeah, well, I went along and I had a sort of sedation in my hand, just a local sedation. And it was sort of 1, 2, 3 and you'll feel completely relaxed. And he just said, well, lie down now. And all I could, I didn't feel anything. I mean, I could smell was the cauterisation.
Okay, which is a little bit unpleasant. But
Well, it's only the smell. But and at the end of it, he said, oh, well, just thank you for lying so still. And I thought, that's it, you know, done it.
So what physically happened to the eye then? What was done?
He shortened, he sort of pulled the eyelid, lower eyelid down slightly, and then he shortened it. So just in the corner of the eye, you can feel it's just slightly thicker.
Yeah, you had to actually point that out. I should say, earlier on, Christine actually had to point out where Professor Chang had done the surgery. And it's now, after you've pointed out on close inspection, you can actually see a tiny little mark.
Yeah, but you wouldn't look and think, left eye, right eye, you wouldn't know.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you said, which one was it, didn't you? And you said, that's changed, hasn't it?
How has life been different since then?
Oh, it's great. Absolutely brilliant. Even the next morning, when I was fairly bruised and quite swollen around the eye, but I knew it had worked, you know, because there was nothing going up, nothing tickling my eye and annoying me. And, from then on, the bruising went down. Black bruising for a couple of days where I wore dark glasses, and then after that it just went yellow and was fine. But hardly anybody noticed.
it's not just entropions or inward-turning eyelids that Christopher Nixon, optometrist, deals with in Star Beck. There are a whole variety of different situations, from just getting a new pair of specs or contact lenses, right the way up to dealing with very complex situations such as Christine Feeney's. If you'd like to get in touch, just Google Christopher Nixon, optometrist, or pop in. They're just next to the railway station. They're just next to the train station in Star Beck.
It's so important when the patient comes in for either a routine appointment or a specific appointment, you get to the root cause of why they're sat there. Is it just a checkup? Is it their 2-year review? Is there some underlying problem with their eyes that they're concerned about? And it is so important that we dig deep in that first 5-10 minutes of the examination and find out why they've come in to see us.
What would you say to somebody, Chris, if there was someone out there that thought, I don't think this problem can ever be fixed with my eyes?
Just get in contact with one of our staff here, and we've got a great team of optometrists, dispensing opticians, and we'll endeavour to sort you out.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And also, Christine, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.